New day,
new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong, strong, strong.
Monday through Friday. Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
Language is a hell of a thing. Now, that goes to everybody out there, too, listening to this amazing podcast, May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from myself, J.B. Smooth, and my man, Miles. Language is a hell of a thing. Now, years ago, language was primitive. You know, a lot of people, all they did was grunt with different inflections. Loud grunts, soft grunts, tender fucking grunts when they're in bed with their partner and shit. And those sexual grunts are something else. Let me tell you something. People underestimate the fucking sexual grunts, which have carried on to modern man today. I wonder, I bet they got a grunt evolution. A fuck evolution. I wonder if there's some kind of chart, Miles, that we could follow, like the evolution of man and shit, from caveman to modern man. I wonder if there's a sex progression of different things, you know?
Yeah, I bet foreplay wasn't around years ago.
It was, Miles. A caveman would grab their lady by the fucking hair and drag their ass to the goddamn cave, Miles. And some old ladies like that shit, Miles. I've seen that shit on cartoons and shit.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be categorized as foreplay, but yeah, all right.
It's Miles, because it started before the actual sexual encounter, Miles. Some ladies like that shit. The caveman would grab them by the hair and drag them to the goddamn cave. Say, we go home. Yeah. And then they go, like that. That's what the fuck they do, Miles.
Doesn't sound great for the lady, but listen, everyone's into whatever they're into.
They are into what the fuck they're into, no matter what fucking time period it is, Miles. People are into what the fuck they're into.
Yeah.
See, but then one day, Miles, someone grunted all forceful and shit, and someone looked back at him like, who the fuck you think you talking to? See, that's how they talked back then, Miles. And then with that, language was born, Miles. It was fucking born.
Okay.
Now, since then, language has gotten complex as hell. That's a word for everything. You know, the yellow ball and the sky goes down. That's a sunset, Miles. See? You got four skinny fingers and one stubby toe-ass looking one. That thing is called a thumb. See that? There's a fucking word for everything, Miles. Enough words exist to enable your damn derriere to say what you mean and mean what the fuck you say. When someone does something and they say inadvertently, you have to wonder, why did that motherfucker choose that damn word? Now, usually when someone says inadvertently, it means they just fucked up. In that case, why didn't they just say something like, my bad, my mistake, that's on me? See, that would be taking ownership of it. No, this motherfucker said inadvertently, like some other damn force took over and did that shit. I meant to include you in a group text about ordering lunch today, but I inadvertently left you off. Fuck that. That motherfucker did that shit avertently. Avertently, Miles.
Yeah.
That shit was an avertent act. Fucking ass act, Miles. He was like, fuck you and that damn Cobb salad you always order. How the fuck did he inadvertently leave your ass off that goddamn text? There were 8 people on the damn text chain and they ain't but 9 people in the fucking office.
Wow, he got Sally's order. And Sally's a pain in the ass.
She a pain in the ass. But she got on that goddamn list, Miles. Yeah. She's on the fucking list.
She's sitting there eating her lunch.
Eating that fucking lunch. She orders all the fucking time, Miles.
Well, you know what she ordered today?
What the fuck she ordered, Miles?
Cobb salad.
Fuck yeah, she did.
Because of you. Because she always saw you getting your Cobb salad. Now she's got a cut. You had nothing.
I turned her ass onto that shit, Miles. Turned her onto that fucking Cobb salad because the shit is amazing. Now, how the fuck did he inadvertently leave your ass off that text? How, Miles? Because he knows that's one of them damn words that can't be questioned, Miles. Inadvertently. It's those damn N words, Miles. Inadvertent, inexplicable, incomprehensible. See, he thinks because advertent, explicable, and comprehensible aren't words that you ain't got to say. But I say, fuck that.
No, explicable and comprehensible are words. Advertent's not a word. I agree with you there, JB. But explicable and comprehensible are words. So I don't know what you mean.
Fuck you talking about, Miles? Of course they're fucking words, Miles. All this shit is words.
Well, you said advertent, explicable, and comprehensible aren't words. But the only one that's not a word is the one you made up. Advertent is not a word.
But Miles, I'm just saying this context, Miles.
Yeah.
They aren't words that you ain't got to say, Miles.
Yeah.
But I say, fuck that. Look that nasty-ass coworker in the eyes, and just like the simple-ass people who came before us, you grunt, And then you say, I know what you did. You advertent motherfucker. See? That's what the fuck you do, Miles.
He'll just be confused because you just said a word that doesn't mean anything to him.
And no, he won't look confused. So he's going to put one and two together and realize that I left the fucking int off that motherfucker, the N off the bitch. See?
Right.
You dropped the N a few times. These words will catch on, Miles.
You left the N off the word and he left you off the lunch text. So I think it's even.
You leave the N off advertent, Miles, I promise you, the motherfuckers will catch on.
If you leave the N out of In-N-Out Burgers, you just have Out Burgers.
That's what the fuck it is, Miles. That's like an exchange program, Miles, or you barter and trade. Like, I bring a burger, and I give you that burger, and you give me another fucking burger. That's what In-N-Out Burger means. I'm bringing one into the building, you taking my burger, and then you giving me your burger. See? That's a trade-off, Miles. In-N-Out Burger is a trade-off.
Yeah, I was just saying the whole thing to be silly.
Money shouldn't even be exchanged in that bitch. You bring your burger, and you give me a burger. See? They fucked up, Miles. They fucked up.
Wow. I'm just kind of weathering this storm. How about we go in on the show and then go out when it's done?
See? That makes sense, Miles. That makes more sense. Who the fuck want to bring a burger and get a burger? That makes no fucking sense. Right. I eat my own goddamn burger. Why am I going to give you my fucking burger if you want to give me a burger too?
Yeah, I don't know that that's their business model, but I get what you're saying. It, certainly you don't want it to be a burger exchange plan because that's not cool.
It's not a bad idea. It's really not a fucking
it's a bad idea, yeah. Hi, Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. Every day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Hey, J.B., before we start the show, our listeners are very precious to us. And we did a listener episode where I quoted one of our listeners and I called him Sally Dude and he's Sully Dude. That's a big difference.
That's big time. That's a big time, my bad. That's a my fucking bad.
Well, I did it. You just went along with it, so.
I didn't question the shit. I didn't question it. I heard it, but I didn't question the shit.
His quote was, don't dig it up in doubt. What's planted in faith. It was a really good quote. Thanks a lot, Sully
Dude. Our bad.
Yeah.
Our bad.
Well, today's quote comes from the calendar Zen. No seed ever sees the flower. And that's a Zen saying.
No seed ever sees... I fucking love this, Miles. I love it. I love it. See, some of these things hit home, Miles, and you know it's a fact. This is a motherfucking fact, Miles.
It is.
Like the sperm never see the baby.
Right.
See? The sperm don't see the baby, Miles. It's the same shit.
Yeah. Sperm's just... proud that it beat all those other sperm. It doesn't even think beyond that. It's just like chilling in the egg. So
it's just chilling in the fucking egg. You don't see the baby. And then that fucking sperm ain't got no responsibility. Ain't got to babysit. Ain't got to do shit.
No.
Ain't got to feed that baby. Nothing.
Mother's baby, sperm's maybe.
Oh, fuck. I like that. Yeah. I like that, Miles.
Well, we'll be right back. Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, no seed ever sees the flower.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Miles, let me tell you something. I just want to start this one off by saying, I think it's deep as hell. No seed ever sees the flower. Let me tell you a little story about Harry Orange Seed.
Oh, wow, this is a story right off the bat. Okay.
Harry Orange Seed.
Not a great name, but okay.
It's a great fucking name. Great ass name. Now, Harry was born of humble beginnings inside of a damn bitter orange. Hell, for years, Harry never saw the light of the fucking sun. Then one day, Miles, everything changed. The world around him turned sweet. Harry was invigorated and nourished. This motherfucker was loading up on vitamin C and feeling good about himself. Then one day, his world literally opened up and this motherfucker saw the light of day. He finally felt the sun on him. Harry was free for a minute. Then he saw darkness for a second. Or after that, he was projected into the air like a fucking cannonball. See, my son was eating an orange and got him in their mouth and then they spit him out.
It's clear that he's an actual seed. But...
It go, it's a, like, like that.
Yeah, you got to really, to project him.
See that?
They put an arc on him.
They put an arc on that motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Shit. Anyway, Harry sat on the ground in the park for days.
He was lucky that the person spit and didn't swallow.
Fucking yeah, he's fucking lucky.
Which is not always a good thing.
Yeah, that ride he would have took. Oh, shit, man. Yeah. Goddamn.
Yeah.
Woo, shit. Anyway, Harry sat on the ground in the park for days enjoying the sun and his freedom. And although a curious-ass squirrel fucked with him for a bit, His ass survived, Miles, until one day it was time. Some rain had fallen, and his ass got covered with mud. And after a few days, he started to spring up some fucking roots, Miles. It was at that moment that Harry realized it was time to give up his own existence so that some new damn oranges and fucking seeds could grow. And although he knew he wouldn't be around to see it, he felt good knowing that because of him, the circle of life shall continue. God damn it.
That was an actual story. That was sweet for Harry Orange Seed.
Fucking right it was, Miles.
Yeah, his name a little too on the nose for me, but yeah.
It would be really nice, Miles, if two oranges had sex and they fuck around and sprung off some goddamn tangerines. But that's not how this shit works, Miles.
I would think like an orange would have to have sex with a nectarine and then they would have a tangerine.
They have a tangerine. The ring. Yeah, the rings. How come the grapefruit don't have no fucking little tiny grapefruits?
A tangerine would be afraid to have sex with a grapefruit. It would just be, it'd be like, I can't handle that.
I can't handle that big motherfucker. That's a big dude right there. Yeah. Shit. And then got the big girl, the fucking pink fucking grapefruit.
Oh, she's showing, yeah.
She's showing the fuck out.
You're like a lemon. Yeah. And this grapefruit's hitting up on you.
Ooh, you're like, whoa, hold on, sister. Yeah. Hold you're the like, fuck up.
Yeah, we're both too sour. We're too similar. But really, you're just afraid.
This ain't gonna work. You gotta talk her out of it. This ain't gonna work, boo.
Yeah.
Shit. I like the outfit, though. See, the lemon should compliment the fucking pink grapefruit.
Oh, she wears it. Listen, she's beautiful. She wears it well.
Ooh. Yeah, you wear the well, bro.
Just, that lemon shit. Can't handle that.
Lemon can't handle all
no,
that.
You would see them in a fruit salad and all the other fruits to be looking at saying, that lemon can't handle that. Fruit.
That lemon can't handle that big ass pink grapefruit. Shit, that pink grapefruit doing her thing, boy. She in that outfit. Shit. Yeah. And then some smart ass said, I'd like to peel that motherfucker. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I'd like to peel that.
Yeah. And they'd be like, shut up, banana.
Yeah, banana always button the fucking stupid ass.
Talking about peeling somebody.
By peeling somebody. Peel your ass. Shit. Walking around with that goddamn condom on all fucking day.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, banana?
What's wrong with you, banana?
Yeah, that's the wacky world of fruit. That was
fuck, awesome. Fuck yeah, Miles.
All right, I want to commend you for a beautiful story about a seed willing to spring an orange tree and understanding that it was never going to see the orange tree, but it lived a good life. It'd been sucked on and spit out and enjoyed the sun.
Yes, indeed. You see that, Miles? One of the noblest things a person can do is something selfless. Saying just because you have a 2-for-1 coupon for a meal and you take a friend and you don't make them pay, don't think you've done something fucking selfless. Chili's did that shit. You didn't do that. Chili's did that. They gave you the 2-for-1. You didn't do that shit.
Yeah.
See? They were selfless, Miles. Now, I know you might be like, I could eat one and save one for lunch tomorrow. And that would have been true, Miles. But that's only with the takeout order, Miles. If your 2-for-1 is for dine-in only, your ass goes in there and orders 2 fucking meals. You know, talking about, my friend is running late, I'll just order for her. Right in that fucking moment, Miles, you are not selfless.
You're lying to yourself.
You're lying to yourself, Miles. You're lying to yourself. And you're lying to the people at that fucking restaurant.
Yeah. And they don't care. You're making up this lie. What do they care?
And then when your fictional friend fails to show up and you say to the waiter, gee, I wonder what happened to Sheila. I hope she's okay. I'll just take hers to go. You definitely realize you are doing way too damn much to ever be considered selfless.
Yeah, you gave her a name and everything.
Give her a fucking name. Yeah. You made her a late ass, a person who doesn't show up on time.
Right. Yeah, you're blaming Sheila for your whole fake story. And now you're saying, I hope she's okay. What if something happened to her? And now you're going to feel terrible if something
now
happened
you gotta
to
make up
fictional...
some shit. Now you got to make up some shit that happened to her.
Yeah.
Oh, they got to put a whole story behind fucking Sheila. She does have a drinking problem or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Probably does.
Or she's kind of absent-minded.
Yeah.
Oh, she probably went to a different restaurant. She must have thought, I was at your competition. You know what I'm saying? Who is Chili's competition?
Is Applebee's still a thing?
Applebee's still around, I think, man.
TGIF, is that still
TGIF?
A thing?
TGIF. Fuck yeah, Friday's still around. People love Fridays.
So that's what she is.
Yeah, fucking Fridays. She showed up at fucking Fridays.
Come on, Sheila.
Come on, Sheila. Get it together.
Get it together, Sheila.
Fucking get it together, Sheila. Mm. You know what? The idea of knowing when you're gone, you've left something for your kids, it's a beautiful-ass selfless thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying every damn kid deserves it. I mean, some kids are just fucking bad. And I would understand that you might have some damn reservations about whether they deserve all your shit when you fucking leave this planet. But here's what I say to that. Stop keeping all of your important documents in your mattress and then take up smoking but only at night in bed, which is some dangerous shit. Now, if your kids are good, they will stop you from doing some bullshit like that. But if those thoughtless, uncaring, badass kids don't do anything to stop you from fucking smoking in bed, odds are your ass will fall asleep in bed and burn all of the inheritance to fuck up. See?
Yeah.
They need to understand to protect your ass from fucking smoking in bed. But see, another level was added to the shit because now all your fucking paperwork is in your fucking mattress, Miles. You stuffed all that shit in there.
You got like a contingency plan there. That was a seed who won't see the flower, but it was like, fuck it, I'll burn the flower down if it's not the flower I expect.
Fuck yeah, Miles. That's how logical motherfuckers think, Miles.
I don't know about logical. I don't know about smoking in bed when you're old.
That's a seed being planted, Miles. That's a seed being planted.
You could have just wrote a will.
Could have wrote the will. Maybe the will's in that motherfucking mattress too. You put all that shit in there. The will is in there too, Miles.
Wow. Everything.
All your paperwork. The will, the fucking attorneys in that motherfucker who wrote the fucking will for you. Everybody's in that fucking mattress, Miles.
Okay. This guy.
You got to think. I mean, metaphorically speaking, a physical man is not in the mattress, but you got to think like that. Basically, he is in that motherfucking mattress. He wrote the fucking will, Miles. He in that mattress. He's stuffed in that bitch, Miles.
Yeah. Like many of your metaphors, I can't help but think there's a person in there.
I put him in a box spring, though. See, it's more space in the box spring.
Yeah.
You see, that mattress part, I would feel him. I would land on his ass, like, move the fuck over.
Yeah.
See? But the box spring got more room, more space to move around.
I guess I never thought about what would be the best to put a body in. Okay, look, this is another one of those episodes where I feel like you've said a lot, and you didn't have to say that much. I thought your beautiful Harry Orange Seed story told it all. You talked about an act that seemed selfless at Chili's that wasn't. And then you got back to a parent leaving stuff to their kids. How do you end this?
Okay, here's what I say.
Yeah.
Now, if you have kids, you understand this. Most of the damn shit that you do is for them. The goal of any good parent is to create a better situation for their fucking kids than they have for their fucking selves. That's selfish. See, that's fucking selfless.
Yeah.
See, you want them to have better things than you fucking had. The idea of leaving them some money or a fucking insurance policy, maybe a damn home or a fucking business, Miles, a business, that shit can go on and on and on, and they can leave that shit to their fucking kids. Money run the fuck out after a while if you don't take care of it.
Yeah.
A house. Motherfuckers take over Big Mama house. I got Big Mama's house. I live in Big Mama's house now.
Generational wealth.
Generational fucking wealth. Richardson and Sons dog grooming or Lane and Daughters mobile knife sharpening. See? Being able to do that shit is great and have your fucking kids carry on the fucking tradition.
Yeah.
People come there all the time. Oh, your fucking dad sharpened my knives. See?
Yeah.
Your fucking dad used to groom my dog.
Right.
Fuck, man. See?
With the really sharp knives. You should have probably used scissors. Shears.
Miles. You're fucking right.
Yeah.
You use shears for that kind of stuff, Miles. Yeah. Cut the fucking toenails and shit like that, too. Everything needs sharpening, Miles. You can work forever. You can run that business forever. You can sharpen all kind of shit, Miles.
Right. People will always need sharp knives.
You know what sharp knives? Butcher shops and shit. It's still got butcher shops around here, too.
Yeah, of course.
Butcher shops love a sharp-ass fucking knife, Miles.
Murderers.
Switchblades and shit like that, too.
Yeah.
Do a motherfucker bring a switchblade in there and say, I want to sharpen this shit. I got something to do later on. Is that a red flag? Is that a fucking red flag?
Probably a huge one.
I got some shit to do later on. I want to sharpen this goddamn switchblade.
Yeah. I want to sharpen this switchblade. I met someone on Tinder. Like,
Shit. That's a fucking flag like a motherfucking mouth.
Yeah.
Woo-wee.
And by the way, I brought my dog. Could you trim her nails?
Yeah. All that shit. So, Miles, I say this. Being able to do that, hand that shit down to your kids, it's fucking great. So I'll say this. To all of you good seeds out there, I say enjoy your moment in the sun. And when it's time, step aside to make room for the next flower to bloom.
Ooh, that even rhymed a little bit there.
Fuck yeah, it does. Fuck yeah.
Poetic to the very end.
Very fucking poetic.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate. Daily wisdom from J.B. Smoove. I want to give a special thanks to Web Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar Zen.
As always,
we hope you had a good time, and maybe we even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment while you're at it. A great review in Apple Podcasts, and thanks for leaving us so many of your favorite quotes. Please continue to do so, because we promise from time to time to pick a few and feature them on the show. Once again, I'm Miles, and
I'm a fruit bowl. Shit. And everybody's in there making love to each other. Goddamn kiwi fruit. And the kiwi fruit show up. We'll be right back. This has been a Team Coco production.